am I? Self-exploration is an admittance of responsibility. It requires you to accept the consequences of your thoughts and behavior. Examining your values and exploring why you think and feel in certain ways builds confidence and self-assurance, which helps you make deliberate choices that reflect who you are and hope to become. After years of having an open dialogue with myself and consciously spending time following my curiosity, I began, very slowly, to recognize myself. My reflection changed from a trembling outline to a solid shape, complete with colors, textures, and detail. It feels good to know myself, to understand the emotions and reactions that stir within me, and to recognize my thought patterns and impulses. I learned that stability isn't a steady job or someone to come home to every night. It's the knowledge that no matter what thunderstorms rumble outside my window, my self-reliance won't be shaken. Fortifying my self-reliance has given me the resilience to welcome change when it inevitably appears. No one has themselves fully figured out. You are ever-changing, which means that understanding who you are will be a continual process, too. Go at your own pace. Don't be afraid to stumble or fall. Moments of failure lead to transformative growth. The path towards self-recognition is one you'll walk on your entire life, and there's no better way to spend your time. When I'm stuck in a cycle of anxiety. When I feel anxious, I try to shift my focus from what I can't control to what I can, my own thoughts and actions. I am responsible for my own happiness is a reminder I repeat to myself regularly. These words reinforce the belief that how I feel is up to me. No one else can poison my happiness or well-being unless I let them. This mindset shift puts me back in control, easing any panic beginning to creep in. If I'm already anxious, I address it rather than ignore it out of shame or insecurity, especially because naming anxiety is one of the quickest ways to deflate it. Through years of experimentation, I've learned which actions quiet my anxiety. I meditate, walk outdoors, and journal to help balance myself and maintain a healthy perspective. It's not easy, or always possible, to engage in these practices during stressful periods. Instead of reprimanding myself for falling short, I give myself permission to simply begin again, whenever I feel ready to do so. What it's like to feel lost. I'm alone and don't know what to do, while it feels like everyone else has it figured out. Isolation is the hardest part of feeling lost. We keep feelings of confusion to ourselves because we assume that everyone else knows what they're doing. The first time I confessed to a friend I trusted that I felt lost, I was surprised by her honest response. She, too, often doesn't know what to do next. The truth is that most of us wake up each day and navigate the best we can, without a map or lantern to guide us. It's impossible to know how to do something before you've done it, and most of life is spent navigating the unknown. Sharing my confusion removes the shame I feel, erasing the belief that I should always know exactly where I'm going, and that it's a failure if I don't. Each day, I take a step forward in the direction I believe is best. If it proves to be the wrong path, as it often does, I summon the courage to change course and try again. Instead of asking myself to carry the burden of infallibility, all I ask of myself is that I try the best I can to keep going.